fact, God knows you better than you know yourself. He knows me better than I know myself. And he knows that you and I, and everybody else for that matter, are incredibly different. Different personality types, different motivations, shaped by different experiences. That's why two people can look at the same thing and see something completely different, react to it differently, be influenced by it differently. And so what God does is that he tailor-makes his approach to each one of us to fit with who we are. Don't believe me? Well, the Bible talks a lot about the different gifts that God gives to his people. By that he means abilities, both natural and supernatural. You have certain gifts and talents, and they're quite different to mine and to the next person's because, well, we're all different. And on top of that, we as a community of faith, as people living together in relationship, we need people to have different gifts. And so to each of God's people, to each one, that's his promise, God gives gifts for us to use for the benefit of one another. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. God has shown you his grace in many different ways. So be good servants and use whatever gift he has given you in a way that will best serve each other. You may not think all that much of the gifts and abilities, the talents, if you will, that God's given you. I mean, we tend not to because we live with our own gifts every day 24/7. My gifts appear ordinary to me. Your gifts appear ordinary to you. But hey, to me, your gifts are amazing because you're capable of doing things that I'm simply not capable of. So God has shown you his grace in many different ways. In other words, the gifts that you've been given, you've received by the sovereign choice of God through his grace, through the unmerited favor that he's poured out on you. You are who you are because God made you that way. You can do the things you can do because of him. And whatever your gifts are, he means you to use them in a way that best serves the people around you. So do you mind if I ask you, are you using your gifts that way? That's God's word, fresh for you today.